An undernourished child reacts to being weighed at a humanitarian aid centre in Kenya, where millions of people have been affected by the worst drought to hit the Horn of Africa in decades. Developing new varieties of crops that can survive such harsh conditions will help prevent another famine. But scientists often don't know what plant genes are available.
The problem has been that there hasn't been an information system that's allowed scientists to explore among all of these different seed banks.
Dr. Catherine Witeki is the chief scientist at the US Department of Agriculture, which has the world's largest gene banks and has now created the first global catalogue in six languages.
One of the really founding principles in how we manage our germplasm collections is to make that open and available to investigators, whether they're in a private company or, even more importantly, in an academic or even a government laboratory.
The information system, known as GRIN Global, catalogues the USDA collections and many others. It's supported by a $1.4 million grant from the Rome-based Global Crop Diversity Trust, where Luigi Guarino is the science coordinator.
A tool such as this, which allows crop improvement programs, plant breeders around the world to access the material that they need to adapt agriculture to climate change, and allows gene banks around the world to manage their material, their crop diversity, and the data associated with them. I think this is a major contribution to the future and sustainability of agriculture.
Dr. Witeki says the system will also make available cutting-edge research into virulent diseases such as the UG99 strain of wheat stem rust.
Scientists here in the United States have been working to develop UG99-resistant wheat varieties, and just this past year have provided a new one to farmers in Afghanistan. That germplasm is going into the plant germplasm collection, and it will be available for plant breeders who are trying to develop other varieties.
The information will be particularly important to developing countries where crop diversity is essential to support growing populations.